Penguin Random House Audio presents A Darker Sea, Master Commandant Putnam and the War of 1812 by James L. Haley. Read for you by Paul Bamer. To have shrunk under such circumstances from manly resistance would have been a degradation blasting our best and proudest hopes. It would have struck us from the high ranks where the virtuous struggles of our fathers had placed us, and have betrayed the magnificent legacy which we hold in trust for future generations. James Madison, President of the United States. Prologue. The Hound in Blue. In his cabin, at the stern of the brig Althea, Sam Bandy dressed as he sipped the morning's first cup of coffee, rich and full-bodied, from Martinique. Sped into Charleston on a fast French ship with a dry hold, it tasted of neither mold nor bilge water. He was lucky to have gotten it in, avoiding the picket of British cruisers who, in the never-ending mayhem of the Napoleonic Wars, sought to sweep all French trade from the seas. It might well have ended in the private larder of an English frigate captain. Now, he had brought a quarter ton of it to Boston, tucked into his hold along with the cotton and rice that one expected to be exported from South Carolina. Yes, the life of a merchant mariner suited him, and it endlessly amused him. If one wanted a bottle of rum in Charleston, the cane was grown in the West Indies, where it was rendered.